Rock and Roll Geek Show 2000. Rock and Roll Geek Show 1271.
Still rocking after all these years.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
This is it, the show that started it all. Often imitated, but never equaled. From San Francisco, USA, online since 2004. Right. It's the one and only Rock and Roll Geek Show. With the original rock and roll geek, Michael Butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name is Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is January 15th, 2024, and it is 12 noon. What do you call it? High noon. It's high noon, or as Steve Jones says, it's 12 bells. I know it's been a while since I've done an episode. The last one I did was my top 17 albums of 2023. I have been extremely wrapped up in other shit, not been able to do a show. I have not really been working because I'm technically retired now. By retired, I mean, I was expecting to get Social Security around this time. I applied for it and I lined up enough paintwork to last me until the Christmas holidays. I need to take a sip of drink. Now, it's noon, so technically I can drink according to my rules. It's 12:01. Why not? I have an iced tea here, but I also have a Tecate, and why not? I'm just going to open up a beer. It's the first one of the day, and at 12 noon, it's always the best. Hold on. So I lined up enough work to keep me busy until Christmas, to the holidays. And so I figured, maybe I'll be getting some. I don't know. I fucked up, okay? I got no timing. So here I am out of work, but I've been extremely busy. Since we last spoke, I went to Arizona on a dog hunt, a two-day dog hunt in Kingman, Arizona. I don't know if I told you I was doing that or not, but with these dog hunts, it's called field coursing. We have Salukis, and my wife is in this coursing club, and they compete in competition, and it's a national club. So what happens is they go out in the desert, mostly women, but there's a few men, and these women are older than my wife. My wife is the same age as me. They go out into the desert with their dogs, with their Salukis or sight. Sometimes some people bring. If it's a mixed hunt, they'll bring greyhounds and whippets and other sighthound breeds, but usually it's a Saluki hunt. I hope this is interesting for you. If it's not, I apologize, friends. So these people go out in the desert with their Salukis, and you walk through the desert kicking bushes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You have what's called a hunt master. And she says, okay, we're going to go straight now. We'll go straight on, and I'll tell you when to turn. So they go straight on, and then you'll turn. You go back and forth, back and forth. So you're basically walking in the desert all day long, kicking trees, trying to flush rabbits out of the bushes. Most of the bushes are like tumbleweeds and things like that. And if a rabbit jumps out of the bushes, you have three people on the line holding their dogs on what's called slip leads. Then you have other people behind them kicking bushes. So if a rabbit jumps out of the bushes, the hunt master goes, tally-ho! And she is English, so she has a British accent. She goes, tally-ho! And the rabbit running, and they let loose the dogs, and the dogs chase after the rabbit. And then there's a judge usually standing on a truck, looking at these dogs running, and they see who chased the rabbit the best, and they give the dogs points accordingly. And at the end of the day, they tally up all the points, and the winning dogs get a prize worth about $5 and points towards their championship. So that's what I did in Arizona on Saturday and Sunday. We drove 9.5 hours to get to Arizona. We took a 2-day, on the way there, we stopped halfway in Barstow, California. And then on the way back the next morning, we stopped, or on the way to Kingman, Arizona, we stopped off in Bullhead City and met, or Laughlin, and met Joe Klein. Had a couple, you know, spent a good hour and a half with Joe Klein. We were supposed to have lunch, and he kind of stood me up, and my feelings were kind of hurt. I was like, "What damn? What the fuck? Why did he stand me up? I came all this way, and we were gonna have lunch." So then he called me as we were heading towards Kingman. So we turned around. He had missed my call. He doesn't have his phone on him. So we turned around and went to Laughlin and met him in one of the casinos, and he had coffee, and I had a beer, and my wife had. I don't know what she has. She might have had a glass of wine or something. So we chatted with Joe Klein for a while. He is not in the greatest of spirits, and he's not up to going to the podcast Hall of Fame to induct me. So, and I was kind of bummed out about that. But after seeing him, I understand he was not in good spirits. And my wife walked him back to his car when we were leaving, and she had to help him to his car. And his car, that was less than maybe 50 yards away, maybe not even like maybe 100 feet away. And he was having trouble walking to his car. So he's kind of not in great spirits, but he's still alive. And please, everybody, pray for my friend Joe Klein. Can't hurt. The more people that pray, the better. I love the guy, and I'm sorry that he can't go. But we stopped off and visited him. Then we headed over to Kingman, Arizona from there and spent 2 days chasing rabbits in the fields. It was cold as shit. It was like 29 degrees, freezing cold, wind blowing. We walked about 11 miles each day. The second day it was hailing and snowing and wind blowing. It was brutal. It was like Marine boot camp. It sucked. At least to me it sucked. But these people had a good time. They're into it. And my wife is into it, so I did it for my wife. So I had to do that last week. I had to leave on Thursday. Didn't have time to do a podcast. Here's me making excuses now. Did not have time to do a podcast. Got back on Monday night, late Monday night. Tuesday, I had to go to work. I did have a small job. I had to go stain a door. Did that. Had to go back and forth and... Here it is now, the following Monday, and I would have done it over the weekend, but I had to go to another hunt this past weekend, about 2.5 hours away, and I got back from that yesterday. So here I am, it's Monday, in the middle of the day, doing a rare midday show. Before I get into the show, I also want to talk about a couple other things. Podcast Hall of Fame nominees were announced. Inductees were announced. Let me see if I can find a podcast. HOF. Podcast HOF. They did the official announcement. The 2024 induction ceremony is January 26, 2024. Since Joe Klein is not coming, I contacted my friend Dave Jackson, who has a school of podcasting. He's one of the donors of the Rock and Roll Geek Show, and he's big in the podcasting industry. He's well-respected, and I figure first of all, he donates to the show, so he must like the Rock and Roll Geek Show, and he must know something about it. He's a musician, and that's got one thing that'll help me, and he's well-respected amongst these podcasters. So if I got a guy like Dave Jackson, and he's experienced speaking in front of people, and I think he's the right guy to do this for me. He said he would be honored to do it, so I'm holding him to it. I'm hoping he's going to do a good speech. And yeah, I'm leaving on Thursday of next week to do that. This week, Handsome Dick Manitoba is on a plane, and I'm picking him up tonight after Butler's band practice. Butler's have a get. Sidetracked here. So I'm going to try to go back to where I was originally starting from about the Podcast Hall of Fame. So I got a Butler's gig this week. So we're practicing tonight, and I'm picking Manitoba up from the airport after practice. We're going to Fresno to lay down vocals for a song called Back on Broadway and maybe touch up some vocals on Deloise Nation. Alex Kane, the guitar player, one of the guitar players for Handsome Dick Manitoba, was in New York with Richard. writing tunes last week. So Manitoba's coming here, and I heard that went fantastically. So who knows? Maybe he'll have a new album coming out one of these days. But we're laying down vocals, proper vocals, for two song or one and a half songs tomorrow. We're going to drive to Fresno, and I'm going to be there until Thursday. Richard's going to stay the entire week. Thursday, I got a gig opening for a band called Zoso, which is the ultimate Led Zeppelin tribute band. They are really, really, really good. I mean, you close your eyes, you think you're watching listening to Led Zeppelin. They're a touring band. We usually play with them when they come out here. They've become kind of friendly with the Bullers, which I appreciate. And anyway, we're playing with them on Thursday at a place called the Cornerstone in San Francisco, or in Berkeley, California. And then Friday, we're playing in Felton, California with them again. We did the same last time they came here. We did the same two dates, and we had a good time. So we're hoping we're going to have a good time this time. And Saturday, I'm driving back from Felton to pick up Manitoba and drive back to San Francisco. He's going to stay in the Airbnb, and I'm taking him back to the airport on Sunday. And then the following Thursday, I have to do some more work on that on Sunday before I take him to the airport, and then the rest of the week. Then Thursday, I'm flying out to Florida for the Podcast Hall of Fame induction. Here's the current inductees. The host of the Podcast Hall of Fame this year is Dr. Drew Pinsky, Dr. Drew Podcast Board Certified Physician and Addiction Medicine Specialist. Here are the people who are going to be inducted this year. Okay, let me take a sip of this fine Tecate. I'm taking small sips because I don't want to drink that much beer during the day, because I'll be wiped out by the rest of the rest of the show. So the inductees. Congratulations to the 2024 honorees. See, I've gone 2 weeks without doing a show, and I'm already stumbling over my words like crazy. I apologize, friends. But hey, you know what it is, friends. So here are the honorees this year. Adam Carolla, the famous Adam Carolla, comedian, actor, and host of The Adam Carolla Show. I don't know that he's going to be there, because I heard on his show that he was working up a video speech, so he may not show up. Aaron Mankey, host and producer of show called Lore, which I've never heard of. Laurie Sims, former president and chief operating officer of Libs. Oh, I can't read either. Former president and chief operating officer of Libsyn. Libsyn's a podcasting host. They're sponsoring the event. Dave Jackson from School of Podcasting also works for Libsyn. Also inducted, Daniel J. Lewis, podcasting educator, advocate, and innovator. Daniel J. Lewis. All right, I don't really know him either. Maria Hinojosa, journalist and founder of the Future Media Group. Never heard of her. Michael Butler, host of the Rock and Roll Geek Show. I've heard of him. Jesse Thorne, founder of Maximum Fun. I don't know him either. Yeah, I'm in some good company, friends. Well, I am in the company of Doug Kay, executive producer of the Conversations Network. When I started doing a podcast, Doug Kay was one of the people who started before me. There were like six people who did a podcast, and Doug Kay, he had a show called IT Conversations. He's being inducted. Well deserved. He is extremely well deserved. It'd be nice to see Doug Kay. I haven't seen him in shit since BloggerCon, or maybe the first podcast expo. So there you go. I'm being inducted. We got four people sitting at the table in addition to my stepdad, John. I still don't have a hotel yet. I'm waiting on the woman from the Podcast Hall of Fame she said she could reserve me a room at the hotel, which is sold out. I've not heard from her yet. So I don't know what that means, but I'm still planning on going, and maybe I'll be sleeping on the streets in Florida, in Orlando, Florida. We will see. I still have to write my speech. I figured I'd write it on the plane. If anybody's a speech writer, Chris Capel, the rock and roll copywriter, if you want to write me a speech, he wrote my bio. I need a joke writer. I need to have some good, funny jokes. I figure I will do the rock and roll geek sayings, like sip of this fine Tecate. I'm going to sneak some Tecates in, and we'll be all drinking them at our table. I'm going to talk about I have an opening bit I'm going to do, which will probably bomb, but it's about, I'm going to compare bands who are inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Before they're inducted, they're trash in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and then when they get in, they say how much of an honor it is to be in there. So I'm going to do kind of a joke based on that. So I'm not a comedian, so as you well know, friends. And I'm going to thank a bunch of people. I'll thank the people who support the Rock and Roll Geek Show and all that stuff. And I'll kiss people's ass and try to be charming. And hopefully I won't puke on stage from being so nervous. I'm not, believe it or not, I'm really not a good public speaker. So this could be a disaster. But we'll see, friends. I think they're streaming it on the Libsyn YouTube channel that on Friday night. So tune in for that, friends. All right. I think that's wrapped everything up that I need to talk about. Took a whole 15 minutes to do that. Today's show, this topic was suggested to me by, I think, Kirk Crawford. Somebody else suggested something as well. Please give me your show content ideas. Send them to rockandrollgeek@gmail.com with the subject line, potential show and content idea. Seth Massing said, Hey friends, since you're likely heading into retirement and possibly doing more shows. Yes, by the way, I'm planning on doing more shows once I start collecting Social Security. And the problem is, it's not a problem of sitting down to do the show. It's a problem of having something to talk about. I don't want to just get on the microphone and just bullshit and take your money just for bullshitting, which I guess I'm kind of doing that now, but anyway, so if I have enough content, I'll be doing more shows. What about a Does It Hold Up from one of your previous end-of-year top 10 lists? So I go back, I will go back to the maybe, I don't know, 2005 and look at that top 10 list and see if those records hold up. Could be cool to revisit some of the albums and bands and see what you thought of them and the tunes when you made the list versus how you may have changed your opinion, etc. Just an idea, take care. That's a great idea, Seth. That's going to require a lot of work for me, but I'm gonna put that in my show idea as well. I thought about doing that one this week, but I'm going to do this one instead. I think Kirk Crawford suggested this. There was a thread on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group, which I did not create, but I do approve people just got to answer two questions so that I know you're not trying to storm the Iowa caucuses and put a warmonger in. Okay. Richard Fusey says, This is posted by Richard Fusey, and this topic is suggested by, I think, Kirk Crawford. If it's not Kirk Crawford and somebody else, I apologize, but I think it's Kirk Crawford. What is your top 12 album closers? You may rank your choices or not, up to you. You got it. Best song that ends your favorite albums. Please don't include any expanded or deluxe versions. Keep it to the original album's first release. Here are the sheriff's picks. This is a great topic, I think. He picked A Day in the Life from Sgt. Pepper's, which is possibly one of the greatest album closers of all time. Heart of the Sunrise from Yes, Fragile. Won't Get Fooled Again from The Who. That's a great album closer from Who's Next. Tomorrow Never Knows from Revolver Beatles album. The End from The Doors' first album. That is a good album closer, even though I'm not a Doors fan. Axis from Bold as Love from Jimi Hendrix's Axis Bold of Love. A lot of people chimed in. There were like almost 60 comments. And I thought about that and I thought, well, hey, that's a good, you know, I could have skipped doing the show because I don't really have anything else to talk about. So I said, well, I will do my favorite album closes. And this is just, you know, you could do several episodes on this and I probably will. I'm going to play about 10 of my favorite album closers. That can change at any time, but my prerequisite usually for an album closer, I usually say what's a great album closer. It's kind of you get introspective and go, it's an introspective song. So I picked a bunch of songs that I think are great album closers. There's many, 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 many more. So maybe just consider this one part one. And that's what I'm going to do for you tonight, or today, friends. I'm going to play some of my favorite album closers. We're going to start off with the quintessential album closer to me. I'm not going to play anything that you hear a lot on the radio. You know, people suggested Free Bird from Lynyrd Skynyrd. That's a great album closer. There's, I think, Highway Song from Blackfoot's a great album closer. Dreams, Molly Hatchet. I think that might be an album closer. There's a bunch of good album closers that are that you hear all the time on the radio, like Day in the Life. That's on a million album closers. So I'm not going to do anything that you hear a lot on the radio. I'm going to just do more songs that I think are good album closers. And I'm going to start off with an American Heartbreak tune. I always try songs or albums that I'm involved in. I always fight for an introspective album closer, one that would make a great album closer. And to be honest, most of the songs that I come up with are more those type of tunes. So, yeah, like I got a couple that I just made up that we're doing for this Pride and Disgrace thing with Sandy Hyde that could both be album closers. But I'm going to play something from Postcards from Hell. That was the closing song from that. Now, that's on the original album release. There's a reissue that people like you put out that had extra tracks on it. And this is not the final song of that album, but the original release, this song is called I Wish You Were, and in parentheses, D-E-A-D. Oh, by the way, your friend Michael Butler sings the opening part, then Lance Boone comes in on the other part.
We'll be right back.
There you go, American Heartbreak. I wish you were, and in parentheses, D-E-A-D. The reason D-E-A-D is in parentheses, D period E-D, because the chords of the chorus are D-E-A-D. Clever or stupid? It's a fine line between clever and stupid, but we thought it was clever at the time, and it's kind of still clever, I think. All right, so let's thank some people who donated to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. I'm going to play in the background Chris Capel. He had a list. I'm going to play one of his songs. He had a good list, and he also did a blog post about this. He's got, who knew? Well, I knew, but in case you didn't know, Chris Capel has a blog called Albums That Time Forgot. AlbumsThatTimeForgot.com. He did a blog post in 2017, the most epic album closers in rock. He said, Beatles Day in the Life, We're Not Gonna Take It from See Me, Feel Me from The Who, Brain Damage Eclipse, Pink Floyd, Rocket Queen from Guns N' Roses. And he did a longer list on the Rock and Roll Geek Show Facebook page. And one of the songs he posted, I'll go down his list. Accept, Metal Heart, Bound to Fail, Asia, Astra After the War, Beatles Day in the Life, Blondie from Parallel Lines, Just Go Away, Bryan Adams from Cuts Like a Knife, The Best Is Yet to Come, or Best Was Yet to Come. Cinderella from Long Cold Winter, Take Me Back. Creedence Clearwater Revival, Willie and the Poor Boys, Effigy. Eagles from Hotel California, The Last Resort. Garbage from Bleed Like Me, Happy Home. GNR from Appetite for Destruction, Rocket Queen. Ozzy from Blizzard of Oz, Revelation, Steal Away. From Diary of a Madman, Diary of a Madman, Rolling Stones, Sticky Fingers, Moonlight Mile, Who, from Tommy, We're Not Going to Take It, See Me, Feel Me, Scorps, Still Loving You, from Love at First Sting, Roxette, Listen to Your Heart, from Look Sharp, Survivor, I See You in Everyone, okay, Iron Maiden, from Number of the Beast, Hallowed Be Thy Name, and also, one of the greatest album closers of all time, in my opinion, Styx, from Equinox, which is a great underrated album, in my opinion. Sweet Madam Blue. So I'm going to play that in the background. See if I can get through the donors before Sweet Madam Blue is over. Sweet Madam Blue is 6 minutes and 31 seconds. So we're going to try to go quick on this. All right, let me get started here. All right. Thank you to everybody who donates to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. As you know, it's a value for value. Anything you think this show is worth, what's it worth to you, friends? I ask that you put a number on that and contribute it to your friend Michael Butler, who's now unemployed and retired. Let's hope that the government gives him his Social Security. After time. Thank you to all the people who donated on PayPal this time, this month. Steve Morris, $30.26. Jamie Jefford, $21.12. Dave Franco, $20. Stephen LaPerrier from Canada, $20. Greg Brofru, I'm still praying for, two $20 donations. Blake Johnson, $20. Richard Strom, $20. Jason Shepard, $10. William Beal, $10. Jeff and Sherry Thielicki, $10. Ralph Miller, friend of mine and friend of the show, $10. Dave Jackson from School of Podcasting, who's going to be inducting your friend into the Podcast Hall of Fame, $10. BJ Lisco, $10. Todd Cunningham, friend of the show and friend of mine, $10. James Venner's, $10. Jennifer Wilbrecht, $5. Peter Spark, $5. John Tennis, $5. Jace Lesniewski, $5. Christopher Del Grande, $5. Keenan O'Meara, $5. Greg Long, $5. Andrew Howe, $5. John Offenbach, $5. Brett Garski, $5. Adam Gerstein, $2. Adam Brichet, $2. Benjamin Muller, $5. Elodie Johns, $2. Deborah Dreyfus, if that's your real name, $2. Kai Matsuda, $2. Brian Gratich, $2. Philip Vermeulen, $2. William Moffat, $2. Lasse Sattler, $2. Vincent Creamy, $2. Chad Kiffmeyer, $2. Dave Alexander, $2. Stephen Masco, $2. Thank you to everybody who donated on Venmo. Venmo handle at Michael-Butler-11. Anonymous $400 Joe Klein donation. Joe Paul at $200 Joe Klein donation. I offered both of them their money back. They refused. Thank you, friends. Tim Shaw, $100. Kurt Crawford, $50. Richard Fusey, $25. Richard Fusey, another $23.23. Richard Fusey, another $21. Tim Smith, $10. Gary Goodman, $20. Stephen Cohen, $10. Thank you to everybody who donated on Venmo. And finally, patreon.com/rnrgeek. Joe Paul at My Bodyguard, $16.66. Dan Ghetto on $15. Kurt Crawford, $12.77. Fred and Ginny Bunky, $10. Joseph Coyne, $10. Michael Street, friend of the show and friend of mine, $7.50. Cole Thornton, $6.24. Dave Slusher, $5.55. Brad Schultz, $5. Brad Schick, $5. Brian Springer, $5. Shaki Hinohara, $5. Daniel Borden, $5. Shitty Dude donation. Eric Klein, $5. James Shapiro, $5. Jamie Jefford, $5. John Scott, writer of the great book, Tom Petty and me, $5. Justin Lefkowitz, $5. Martin Cawley, $5. Mike Brown, my oldest friend, $5. Nadia Tani, $5. Paul Smith, $5. Robert Harvey, $5. Steve T, $5. Ted Wilbrecht, $5. Eric Stowell, $4. Mike Hellyer, 4 pounds. Dan McBride, $3. Mike Dixon, $3. Chad Burns, $2.50. Paul Rube, $2.25. Adrian Bosch on $2. Bosch Rock on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook page.
Amy Bowen, $2. Bruce McGowan, $2. Patrick Shanahan, $2.
Paul Underwood, Maker of Paul Underwood's 5 barbecue sauce, $2. Eric the Rock and Roll Plead, $142. 3 legs, 4 wheels, Arnie Stash and Corey Kohler, all $1. Thank you to everybody who donates to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. Without your donations, the show would die horrible, putrid, stench-filled death. I take a sip of this fine Tecate to you. America! Album closer. That is great. If you don't have Equinox, I did a track, I did a classic albums revisited on Equinox a long time ago. I think that album is fan effing tastic. All right. Another song of my favorite album closers. I could change this list. I could make a 100 song list very easily. That's why this is only going to be part one. Aerosmith always did great album closers. They were pretty much one of the kings of it. I mean, you can name off of Rocks, Home Tonight. Now it's time. Great closer. Push Comes to Shove from Rockin' a Hard Place. Great closer. I'm picking this one, which is a fantastic introspective album closer. You get a lot of sadder songs on this episode because they're introspective.
Yeah.
There you go. Also, somebody had Aerosmith from, what was it, from Just Push Play or something, had a closing, great closer too, which I wasn't a big fan of that part, that era of Aerosmith. Oh, from Pump. Sorry. What? Tell me what it takes a bit. And that. Every one of their albums probably has a good closer on it. Thomas Olsen has two songs that are on my list that I'm playing today, or at least on this playlist that I put together. I was on, Craig and I, Craig from the Butlers, and he's also in Handsome Dick's band with me. We were on this guy's podcast, which, is it a podcast? No, it's a YouTube show. We were on there last week. It was a 3-hour show. It was on, we did a retrospective on UFO. So look for, the show is called Gas, oh boy, here I go, I think it's called Gas Masks and Hand Grenades. It's a guy named Jeff. I thought we were just going to be doing post-Michael Schenker albums, and I told my wife she had to go upstairs for like 45 minutes to an hour, but it ended up lasting 3 hours, or over 3 hours, I think. By the time we finished that show, I was wasted and hungover the next morning. Anyway, we did UFO, and one of the songs that is on Thomas Olsen's list is also on my list. I thought Try Me was the album closer from Lights Out, but I was mistaken. Craig corrected me because I didn't have the album track list in front of me. But there is an album that UFO did as my favorite UFO album, Wild, the Willing, and the Innocent. And the last song on that album is kind of a little bit of inspired by Try Me. You know, Michael Schenker played on Try Me, of course. Paul Chapman played on the UFO, those three UFO albums. No Place to Run, Wild, the Willing, and the Innocent, and Mechanics. And on Wild, the Willing, and the Innocent, that album closer is called Profession of Violence. Thomas Olsen had that on his list. Good knowledge, Thomas Olsen, and it is a great album closer. Again, lots of ballads on this, but Paul Chapman's guitar part at the end of this song is ripping. Here you go. Oh, his acoustic is not too bad either.
Thank you.
that solo is fucking great. Wild, the Willing, and the Innocent. Last song. The way I picked, put this list together, it's not really a list, but the way I put this playlist together, I just thought, oh, my favorite bands, I'll go through their catalogs and I'll look at their, you know, the last song on all their albums. Of course, Cheap Trick is one of my favorite bands. And the last song, their album closer I'm picking from Cheap Trick is my favorite Cheap Trick song of all time. And I'm always met with, how can you like that shitty song? That song sucks. But I love this song. Every time I see them play, I have this little app on my phone. It shows big words with a black background. So you just hold it up and it has the song title. I had this up there every time I see them play now. Since I saw them in Vegas, if I'm close to the front where they can see me, I'm holding up this phone. They ignore me all the time. But I do it anyway. My favorite Cheap Trick song. This is from Special, pardon me, I'm burping up the Fine Tecate. There's one of the jokes I probably got to put in the Hall of Fame speech, burping up the Fine Tecate. Special one, the song is called, well, it's actually two songs, but I'm only going to play the second part. It's Low Life in High Heels, followed by Hummer, which that's what this is. I love this because there's no lyrics, it's just Robin Zander humming. And I think there is lyrics, maybe. But Rick Nielsen's guitar is fucking fantastic. We'll be right back. I think that is pure brilliance. The band at that, they were at their peak artistically to me, and they clearly did not care what anybody else thought. And that song to me is just fucking so great. I know most people disagree, but you'd be wrong, as I always say. All right. Next song, possibly the perfect album close, up there with Day in the Life from the Beatles. I thought somebody else had this on their list. By the way, there's a thread on here on Rock and Roll Geek Facebook page. I'll try to see if I can figure out how to pin it to the top. Put your album or either on the post of this show or if it's pinned to the top, put your favorite album closers and we'll do another episode. It's a good topic for when I don't have any other content too. I hope you enjoy it. I enjoy it. Sometimes you just want to play music and not do a lot of talking. So, and when you don't have a lot of content, what else are you going to do? You're going to bullshit people and waste their time. Might as well play some music. So that's what I'm doing today, friends. But I thought I had somebody on the, I thought somebody had this on their list. I don't see it. And I'm sure after I post this episode, I'm going to end up finding it. But right now, I can't find it. This is from Ziggy Stardust. Again, one of the perfect rock and roll album closers. I'll just let it play. You know it.
Time takes a cigarette, puts it in your mouth. You pull on your finger, then another finger, then cigarette. The water wall is calling, it lingers, then you forget. Oh, 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 you're a rock and roll suicide. You're too old to lose it, too young to choose it. And the clock waits so patiently on your song. You walk past the cafe, but you don't eat when you've lived too long. Oh no, 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 you're a rock and roll suicide. Shit breaks the snarling as you stumble across the road, but the day breaks instead, so you hurry home. Don't let the sun blast your shadow, don't let the milk float rob your mind. They're so natural, religiously unkind. Oh no, love, you're not alone. You're watching yourself, but you're too unfair.
Another great album closer. I've forgotten completely about that this was an album closer, but it's one of my favorite tunes. The Replacements have an album called Let It Be. The last song on that album, Answer Machine, is another perfect album closer. I like when an album, pause it for a second. I like it when an album, the singer gets really verging on crying, pissed off, and sad. That makes for a quality album closer. So listen to Paul Westerberg. You've heard this a million times, but I can hear it again. Another thing that makes that so great is Paul Westerberg doing, it's just him and a guitar and his raw emotions. All right, I'm going to play one more tune. We're going to get out of here. I'm going to say, I don't remember ever hearing, that final little footsteps on the end of that tune. That must be on a reissue or something. I was going to play Thomas Olson's other one, but I'm going to wait until the next time I do this because it's a very long song and it's a great tune. I remember from when I was a kid, but I'll save that for another show. I'm going to close out with Disneyland After Dark, DAD. It's After Dark from Call of the Wild. This is the song they this is the last song they, every time I've seen them, I've only seen them the two times the two times I saw him in Southern California, but when I've seen him on live videos, I think they always close with this one, and it's this bass player Stig Peterson singing it. Perfect album closer again. It's called "It's After Dark." Thank you for listening, friends. I'll talk to you soon. When I go to the Podcast Hall of Fame, I'm going to bring my recorder, or at least the backpack on the phone, and I'll do a pre-show, like going over it. I'm nervous, and you know, I get my feelings as I'm about to go on the stage. And Paul, the people that are sitting at the table with me are supposed to be John Montgomery, my stepdad, Paul Smith, Patrick Shanahan, and Ashley Edgman, because Joe Klein can't make it. I probably have two more spots available, so if you want to come, friends, please let me know now, because I'll get you on the table. We're going to be drinking some beers, and we're going to have a good time. We're going to have a pre-party. I will probably be slightly buzzed by the time we're on this thing, by the time we're on the stage, which will make me a little bit less nervous, I think. But I'll probably bring my recorder, and we'll record, you know, we'll do some pre-show stuff and some after-show stuff, and we'll see where it takes us. Maybe I'll do a show before I leave. I'll try if I can come up with some content. So send me content, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. Let me know what you think of these album closers as well. And send me your album closers. Post them on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group, or you can email them to me as well. But I'd rather you post them on the Facebook group so that people can, you know, everybody can chime in with theirs as well. All right, the last song I'm going to play, we finished its plugs. Rockandrollgeek.com is where you find the show. Find me on the Facebook, R&R Geek. Find the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group Facebook. Whew. Find me on the Twitter, R&R Geek, or the X, R&R Geek. Find me on Instagram, Rock and Roll Geek, don't ask. Patreon.com/R&R Geek. Venmo at Michael-Butler-11. That's enough plugs. I'll talk to you soon, friends. Please keep the donations coming. Without your donations, this show would die a horrible, putrid, stench-filled death. I'll talk to you soon. Here is DAD, It's After Dark.
Friday. It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.